At the holy jeez, 4 minutes after nine, with the Greaseman standing by for blessed relief, the young one, Dave Brown's in the building, gearing up, picking his jams, and getting ready for action. Let me take a quick phone call. 4321-101's my number. Hello.
Hey, Grease.
Hey, buddy.
Why don't you do a story about the plague?
Hey, pretty clever, pretty clever. You stole my music! Yeah. All right, appreciate it, thank you. The plague, eh? That's got potential. That's got the plague. Some kind of disease? Some kind of insidious disease that gets in your bloodstream? And you just wait for it to eat away at you? Watch your fingers and toes turning black. Watch it. Feel it gnawing away at your very lifeline. Something like that. All right, let me put it through the old cranial computer and see what we come up with.
Come on.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to do any plague stories. You know, the stories I do are stories that are kind of wacky and distant from me. I don't like to do stories that hit home. Where's that music? That guy had that music. I think I got it somewhere. The music that I use for telling those kind of stories. Oh, there it is. Yeah, you know, because, you know, if you tell stories that hit close to home, you almost get an eerie feeling about it. Because one time, you see, I was dating this girl for a long time, and we was kissing. You know, we was at the sparking stage, and I'd drop her off, and I'd give her a big old slurpy kiss, you know. And there's times we'd be out, and she'd give me a big old slurpy kiss. And then one day, you know, I didn't see her around. So I was down the candy store. I said, hey, whatever happened to Zelda? And everybody looked at me and said, didn't you hear? Zelda died of the plague. What? They said, yes. A very complicated Chinese plague. It eats away at you. The first thing that goes is your tongue. That rots. It rots in your mouth. And when you're eating spaghetti, you're not sure if you're eating meatballs or your eyes. I said, oh, God, stop it, stop it. And they said, when you sneeze, if you're not careful, a big piece of your tongue will go flying out of your mouth. I said, my God, my tongue, I make my living with my tongue. I can't lose my tongue. They said, you should have thought about that before you kissed Zelda. Did you know her from anywhere? I said, I didn't know her. She was just a pretty girl. She was just a pretty girl. You just go ahead and kiss pretty girls. You don't ask where they've been, what they do. Well, she had a disease, a Chinese disease. It's called Tung Fung. I said, Tung Fung! She died of Tung Fung! They said, yes, she had Tung Fung. I said, my God! So what can I do? I went to the doctor. I stood there at the little window that you got to ring the bell and talk to the nurse before you go in to see the doctor. I filled out the little card. She said, what do you want to see the doctor about? I said, I think I have a case of Tung Fung. She said, Tung Fung! And she slammed the window shut. She said, get away! Get away! Unclean! Unclean! And she sprayed me with some kind of disinfectant and instantly slipped on a surgical mask and said, my God! My God, come right in! All the other people in the waiting room cowered under backdated copies of Gentleman's Quarterly. Slowly, I moved into the doctor's office. He examined me from 15 feet away with a 16-foot tongue depressor. He said, open your mouth. He said, oh, my God, it's Tung Fung. I said, Tung Fung, why is everybody talking Tung Fung? Is there anything you can do? He said, yes, there's one thing we can do. To prevent the spread, we can cut your tongue off. I said, cut my tongue off? My God! I make my living with my tongue. What am I going to get on the air? DC-101 and go... I mean, for crying out loud. He said, that's the only answer. Tung Fung starts in the tongue. The first thing that goes is your tongue. Once you've slung your tongue, it spreads to other parts of your body. Your tonsils will go, your throat, your guts, your stomach will be cutting parts and parts and parts unless we dip into the butt now. We must cut out your tongue. I said, my God, no. I said, how long do I got? He said, 2 weeks. I said, 2 weeks. I went down to the travel agent and I booked a trip to China. I figured if it's a Chinese disease, maybe there's a Chinese doctor that knows a little bit about Tung Fung because I'll be darned if I'm going to cut out my tongue. So anyway, I got on the plane and sure enough, I was headed for Taiwan. I got there and I found Dr. Twain. I said, Dr. Twain, what am I going to do? They tell me in America, with this Tung Fung, they got to cut out my tongue. He said, oh, they sadly mistaken. We don't have to cut out your tongue. I said, oh, God, thank God. I said, you don't have to cut out my tongue. He said, oh, no. In 3 days, your tongue fall off by itself.
I'm sick. I'm sick.